And a good Tuesday morning. You are listening to KVSHLP Vashon, and we are your listener-supported Island Connection. We're streaming live online at thevoiceofvashon.org via our app or on the radio at 101.9 FM here on beautiful Vashon Island. Hey, it is a Tuesday morning scramble with your host, Truman O'Brien, and
Molly O'Brien.
Hey, but speaking of people who are important, or actually women who are important, we have a pretty important guest in the studio this morning. Kimmy Bitter.
Hello.
Good morning. My gosh, I can't believe you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
That's just excellent. Excellent. And your band, yes. West Side Twang. I love that name.
Yes, sir.
And gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning. You.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't we missing one?
We are. He is in the van. He is working his
managerial role right now.
I love it. Boy, it's a nice van you guys have got. That's great.
It's our updated rig.
Yeah, we upgraded a lot.
Yes. This is great. So these guys performed at O-Space on Saturday, I believe it was, and you were with Miller Campbell and Jenny Don't and the Spurs, huh?
We were.
Was that fun? I'm sorry I missed it.
It was so much fun. What a fun, great lineup. What a cool space.
Isn't that a neat space?
The best sound guy ever.
Oh, good. You still used our sound guy?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Oh, good. Yeah. Excellent. And so what brings you to Vashon?
Deborah.
Deborah Hughes.
She reached out to me kind of out of the blue from, I don't know, it's a bit of a long and really cool story, but she came across Ben, who's the bass player, who's here, his uncle. And then he showed her our music, and now here we are, like, I don't know, maybe 6 or so months later.
I saw a video of you getting on the ferry.
Yeah, first ferry.
Oh, really?
First ferry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, hopefully it won't be your last. We hope you come back often. Now, where are you folks based?
San Diego.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Well, you're in a beautiful spot of the world.
Well, likely here too. Yes.
Yeah. And you went out to see the troll.
We did see the troll. Yes. Yeah. A local had told us we had gone to one of the beaches to kill some time before the show on Saturday. And a local was like, "Did you guys see the troll?" And we're like, "What?
What? The what?"
So then we hustled there, and then we made it to the sound check, but we snuck the troll in.
All right. Good. All right. So I listened to your music. Fantastic. I really, really like it.
Thank you.
Growing up, I spent my early childhood down in West Texas. So I was, Sons of the Pioneers and that sort of thing. Yeah. So I was not a huge country fan. And then raising Molly, of course, she wasn't a big country fan until she went over to Eastern Washington. Mm-hmm. And then she went to, she was going to Ellensburg, and it's over. Went to school there. And since it's a very, kind of a progressive college town, they have their radio station plays both kinds of music, country and Western. And
that's about
all they played. So she became now a bit of a country fan herself. So.
Well, and Ellensburg is also, it's not just known for the college, but it's one of the oldest rodeos in the Northwest.
Right. Oh, wow.
It probably is the oldest one in the Northwest.
Okay. Wow.
So how did you get started in country music?
Being
from San Diego.
I know. Originally from the Bay Area. I just loved, I really identified with the female country singers of the 90s when I was growing up, and their voices just fit mine well. I was born in San Jose and I lived there till I was 13. And so in middle school, I would put on CMT because I thought country music was funny. And the joke was on me by this within 48 hours, I was so hooked. I knew every song. I was super Leanne Rimes, Shania Twain, Trisha Yearwood, Martina McBride. I loved all those women. And then that was just kind of, then I just became a country music fan from then on out, but I did not grow up a country lifestyle, though I was an FFA in high school.
Okay, all right, there you go. It had a horse, I'll bet.
Yeah. I had chickens and I had a duck.
Oh, okay, there you go. Hey, listen, my first 4-H animal was a chicken, so yeah. You know, don't give them...
It's everybody's first, right?
That's right, don't give them a hard time.
I wouldn't kill mine, though. They were just pets.
Yeah, of course. How about you guys? How did you get involved?
Yeah, I started playing country music in college. My dad's been a huge music fan like my whole life. So mm-hmm. It's like I started with the Beatles and then kind of like worked my way through 70s rock with him. And then, but he always loved like Hank Williams and Merle Haggard was a big, you know, like California country was a big thing for him.
Sure.
And so once I got into college, I started playing with a guy named Chad Bushnell. And he was just in a country band. He's like, hey, you want to play? We need a bass player. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. And so I did that for like 2.5 years, kind of playing all around Northern California, and eventually moved on over to guitar and just kept on playing. Yeah.
So what do you play now? Do you play bass?
I play guitar now.
And you're the bass player.
Yes, sir.
And how about you?
My family wasn't really, I didn't grow up with any kind of country background. It was, my family was more like the Southern rock, you know, Skinner, the Marshall Tucker Band.
Sure.
Fogerty, even though, you know, CCR, even though they're San Francisco,
right,
but they got
right.
the sound. It was always the sound. Blues rock.
Yeah, they had the sound.
That was kind of more where my family came from. Or not where they came from, but what they liked the most. So that was always my approach. And honestly, my education with country has mainly come from Kimmy and Willis and what they've shown me and who they tell me about. And just we do these like jam Spotify playlists and we'll put on just random stuff and you never know what's coming up. And so there's a little bit of an education there. And yeah, so I'm learning a lot.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, you've learned it well because you guys knock it out of the park.
Thank you.
It was great. I unfortunately had other things I had to do yesterday, but I drove by Colvo's and man, it was rocking.
It was packed.
Yeah.
It was on Monday.
Yeah.
They were selling tons of sausages, tons of beer. I mean, it was
fantastic.
There you go.
A good time.
Yeah. They're going to want you guys back. Yeah. Hurry, that's for sure.
Pretzels
for
on the house, they said.
Yeah. So what's next for you?
We are headed to
Yakima.
You're going to go to the east side.
Yeah, we have a show pretty much like the Washington-Idaho border in a place called Kuskia this weekend. And then so we kind of jet over there and then we jet zigzag back over to Portland, have a couple organ shows. Then we are back in Southern California for about 3 shows. And then we jet over to Texas and Montana and Wyoming, Oklahoma,
Texas,
Nebraska.
To Montana?
I know it is so, we're all over the place.
Wow.
Like, it's not an efficient route, but.
No kidding.
It's the one that lined up.
Just go where the music takes us.
Yes.
No kidding. Well, good for you. Good for you. And but from Texas to Montana, wow.
I know.
That's actually, I'm originally from Texas, and then I grew up in Montana, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
We have so much fun in Montana. I've only ever been during summer, so I only know it in like the nice, beautiful weather.
Yeah.
So we'll be there again during summer for like, I don't know, probably my 6th time.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So now, have you got any plans for new records or new...
Yes. I just released this one just under 2 months ago. And I am already talking to the guy that I worked on. We co-wrote a lot of these songs together. Mm-hmm. And he produced the album. His name is Michael Gurley. And he gave me a call like about a week or so ago and he was like, when are we going to start working on the next one? And I'm like, I think this winter. So we're going to be touring pretty hard all of summer and probably fall too. And then winter, probably get
Take
back
some time
to
off and get back in the studio.
Yeah. I don't know how much time we're taking off, but we will be getting right back into the studio, I think, and writing songs and working on the next batch.
That is fantastic. You know what? I have, I had one of your songs queued up here. And then, of course, I had a bunch of glitches when I came in this morning.
It was a rough morning.
my gosh. You cannot believe. Both computers were not working. I mean, it's one of those things. And so I had to scramble around, and I did not get this in. But I happen to have My Grass is Blue. Can we play that?
Well, of course.
All right. We're going to play that for you, and then we'll come back and say hi again. Here we go. Oop. I guess it helps if you do this.
Here my we go. Grass is blue. I met him in Kentucky at an old saloon. He was bowing fiddle with band. He kissed me underneath the Appalachian moon. That night when he became my man, two hearts singing in perfect harmony. I never thought that one day he'd be leaving me. My grass is blue. Was sweeter than a mandolin. Each line seemed right out of a song. He took me somewhere that I'd never been. And like a fool, I went right. I look to find him out there, but he's not around. My grass is blue.
Okay, I officially love that. That is great. Just great. So I can't get over this influence. You obviously had a Patsy Cline influence.
Yes, I've had a very strong Patsy Cline obsession. So I started singing with 90s country music females. And then as I got older, I fell in love with the 60s as a whole. And when I went down the rabbit hole of old country music and I came across old country female singers, that's really where my voice like wanted the home. Like it, my voice wanted to live there.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, you do it beautifully.
Thank you.
I really like it. And speaking of Patsy Cline, you know that our own Deborah Heischer does this really fantastic Patsy Cline thing.
I have heard the rumors.
Yeah, I'm wondering, is there any chance that we might lure you back up here for that?
There's definitely a chance. I want to do it really bad. I have a couple other offers specifically that weekend, so I think I just have to figure out what makes most sense, I guess.
Okay, Deborah, more money. More money. You got to throw more money.
Fly her out. It.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hey, you know, I was going to take a minute here and say thanks to a couple of our underwriters, and I should do that real quick, and then I'll be right back.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island. On the web at thsrestaurant.com.
And we certainly do appreciate the support of all of our underwriters. They allow us to have fun on the radio like we're having fun right now with Kimmy Bitter and the West Side Twang. Now, so are these? Do these guys harmonize with you? Is that part of the deal?
Ben does.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But okay, well, that's good. That's good. We don't want you being up there by yourself. You know? Yeah, so, you know, you mentioned... no, hang on. I'm going to say it in a minute. Underwood.
Oh, Carrie Underwood?
No.
Because she didn't.
No. No. I'll say it in a minute.
Which? Oh, the 90s ones? Or
the 90s ones.
She was talking about Martina McBride. She was talking about Shania Twain.
Oh, Trisha Yearwood?
Trisha Yearwood. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. It just went blank. Just went blank.
Of
course.
You know
how that happens. She is one of my favorites, of course.
So good.
I love her music. So, all right. So we're going to do, this is a really a fun one that I one of the videos that I got to see. And this is a great song. This cowboy kind of girl.
Right from the start, I've always been a cowboy kind of girl. I got a country heart, it's down home as many pearls. I got no sympathy for the symphony. Wall Street guy decked out in Armani suits. Someone who's good with their hands, not some fancy man who jet sets all around the world. Well, I am always be a cowboy kind of girl. My man won't get rattled when he's straight and he rides tall. He don't talk fast and funny about his cars and money. He speaks low and slow with just a little drawl. I like a country boy who finds joy honing his roping skills. Not some Romeo who thinks a rodeo is a drive in Beverly Hills. Don't need no city slicker who can't hold his liquor. Put him on a horse and he'll probably hurl. Well, I am always be a cowboy kind of girl. Well, I am always be.
Right. Kimmy Bitter and the West Side Twang. That is a great song. I saw the video of that, and it's obvious you've ridden a horse before. I could tell.
About 30 seconds before that video.
Oh, no, come on. Come on. Surely. You were holding your hands just exactly right.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
Yeah.
I did have like a little side coach.
Oh, yeah. No, I watched that and I went, well, she looks like she knows what she's doing. That was good.
Well, then she's good at figuring that out.
Yeah. Molly's a big horse person. So,
My little sister was. She was did all the competitive horse things at the Del Mar Fair down in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Hey, I was just going to ask you about recording. So you say you record in L.A., huh?
I did, yeah.
And so will that be your hopefully your next album as well?
I think no? so. Uh-huh. I definitely know I'm for sure working with Michael Gurley again, and I'm sure we'll work with the same guy. It was nothing fancy. It was just like mm-hmm. a really strong team. His name is Enoch, and we were basically recorded at his house. And
oh, really?
Yeah, like there was nothing fancy about it. We just had a really a team between me, my band, Mike, and Enoch that like really, we spent a year on the album, like wow. just to get it right. Wow. We didn't cut any corners, and we had a really small budget, and but we had I don't know, we all just had a strong work ethic around it.
Well, it I tell you, it came out great, so no complaints there.
Thank
and where
you.
Where do you shoot the video?
So the video was, yeah. Willis shot it, and he edited the whole Cowboy
really?
Kind of Girl video. He did like all the little special effects.
Yeah, pieced it all together.
And he played as an actor.
Oh, that, yeah. Oh, no, it's great. If you want to hear or see a great video.
On YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
I kind of had like the idea of, because we've talked about how we wanted to do some of these videos, and I was like, dude, if we want to go like for capture the 60s vibe, I was like, we could try to do some like really corny like setups, you know, props.
Yeah,
I was like, I think I can maybe do a green screen, get it to look, you know, comparable to how we want it.
Yeah.
But like all the horse riding stuff we shot at our friend's ranch in Wyoming at Sunrise Ranch. And so we had we were like, yeah, we were just kind of on crunch time. We're like, we got to film this video. We're only in Wyoming, like, you know, like,
yeah.
for this week.
Yeah. We were in the middle of tour. So we just, and we were in between California and Wyoming. Flying because we had like a random California gig we had to fly into. So that's why we're like, okay, well, we'll have to do the green screen in California and then do the real ranch in Wyoming and just see if it
all comes together. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's such a kooky video. It's super silly.
Oh, that is great. Just great. Well, you start out in black and white, right?
Starts out with the, kind of like the old MGM, style. You know, little
like
introduction.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Say, well, anyway, folks, we've been talking with Kimmy Bitter and the West Side Twang, and they've been here for the last 3 days now.
Yeah.
And heading out on the tour for the rest of their tour. And but we really, really appreciate you coming in. This has been totally fun.
I have to say, I love the West Side part of the name. I think that's awesome.
Isn't that a great
thing? You guys threw that in there.
Yeah. And anyway, we wish you the absolute best of luck. And please, please, please do come back.
We will absolutely
come back. We really want you to come back. And when you do, we'll have you back on the... And maybe we can get you to play live on the air.
That'd be so fun.
That'd be fun. We actually can do that here in the studio, but it takes a little bit of setup to
definitely.
Do that. But we'll do that. That'd be fun.
Plan on it next time, yeah.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. All right. And again, have a good trip and have fun.
Thank you.
Have a great tour.
Yeah, cheers, everybody.
All right, here we go.
Dream of you. That's all I can do. Ever since the day she took your love away, I cry each night. Times you held me near, promised you'd never leave, said I'd always be the only one. How I wanted to believe. Now I sit alone and play the part of the fool, and so I do the only thing that's left for me to do. I dream of you. That's all I can do. Now we're apart. Since she stole. Dream.
each night. Though I know it's not right, we can still rendezvous when I dream of you, and your love is still true. When I dream of you,
all right, Kimmy Bitter and the West Side Twang. And we're going to finish off our show today with one more by Kimmy Bitter and her group. They're just terrific, I think. Anyway, and stick around for the Brown Briefly.
Yeah, I will see you next week. You're going to keep going.
I am. That's right. All right, here we go. See you next week.
With no one else ever on his mind, oh Rosie.